Greetings, greetings. What an honor it is to be with you today. Hey, I'm just enjoying the weather today. Even as we get right into this broadcast, I don't know what the weather's like where you are, but I love this weather. I wish it could stay like this forever. I don't know. It's like fall time, but I know it's not fall. We're in the springtime. But it's like winter doesn't really want to give way to spring. It's kind of one of those things. But it has me excited. Nice breeze outside. Well, today we're here to get into the Word of God. And today we're here to talk about faith. That's right. Faith. Alright, so we're going to get into it. I believe one of the first things I want to point out first and foremost, let's set a foundation. Well, praising God in spite of. I don't know when you think about faith. I believe that's a good scenario to go with. You know, right now you may not feel the best, may not be going through the best of situations. But in spite of all of that, there's something in you that wants to give God a praise. And even if you don't feel like it, especially when you don't feel like it, that's when you know it's faith. Because you got to dig for it, you got to search for it, you got to reach for it. But when you find yourself in that place, in His pavilion, you understand that your circumstance doesn't determine whether or not you give God a praise. You just give God a praise in spite of. Listen to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And we know Him as God. No explanation is about to go down. It says, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So the foundation is this. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So that deserves a pause and attention. If our objective is to please God, we know that it has nothing to do with our feelings or conditions. The parameters are set. The only way to please God is by faith. In other words, you're not going to see it, you're not going to understand it, it's not going to make sense, but because God said it, it's settled. That's faith. That's faith. So without this type of crazy stepping out, if you want to call it that, this audacity to believe, it's impossible. It means that you can't whine your way into God's graces, or you can't complain your way into God's graces. You have got to stand on His word. Because sometimes, truthfully, we really don't have what it takes in ourselves. Sometimes what we're going through really cripples us. So we've got to rely on the gift of God. And you may say, what is the gift of God? Faith. Remember, He's dealt on every man a measure of faith. So in those times when you come to the end of yourself, which is where God likes the most, that's when you pull out your currency of faith, often referred to as the currency of heaven. This is what it takes to get God's attention. So, let's move on a little further. It says, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is. That He is what? That He is God. In other words, the other gods are small g, and He is the big G. You must believe that He is supreme. That He is the author and finisher of your faith. That He is the I Am. That He is the Alpha and Omega. I'm getting excited. you must believe that there is no other God before him. In other words, your words are not going to say that, man. Your actions are going to say that. All the other options that you have lined up, they're going to have to take second place or no place. And God's word is going to have to take priority. And how do you know his word takes priority? If you're following his commands, you're doing his instructions, you're doing what he said. That's how you prove that he is. Alright? But it moves on and says, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek it. Now, the key word here is diligent. Or diligently. Consistently. Not just periodically or conditionally. Diligently. It means even when it doesn't seem like an answer is coming, you're still waiting on the hand of God to move. You're still waiting on God to act because he said he would act. So you're not entertaining other options at this point. You are diligently, consistently, persistently seeking God's move. Amen. That does something in your soul, doesn't it? So that's faith. These are the parameters of faith. So, what is faith? Let's get a definition in there. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. That sounds about right. Complete confidence or trust in someone or something. Do you completely, confidently trust God? Wow, soul searching is going on today. Ask yourself that question. Do you completely, confidently trust God? We were talking about that word earlier, diligently. Let's get a definition for that. It says, in a way that shows care and conscientiousness in one's work or duties. And you may ask, what are you caring and what are you conscientious about? You are paying attention to details because you know that Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I love to hammer that because the only way that we prove we love someone or something is how we care for it and how we treat it. In other words, pretty much everything has an instruction manual. Clothes have an instruction manual, or there's a tag on it that says how you should care for it. You know, your devices have construction manuals. Everything, if you check it out, has some type of care instructions on how you can preserve and maintain it. Why is this important? It's because naturally we really don't know what to do with the things we are blessed with. We don't know naturally because we didn't create them. But God, being sovereign and all sufficient, knows how everything is to be cared for. So imagine if he knows how he wants to be cared for. Because we ought to care about the things that concern God. That's why he gave us his commandments. That's why he gave us his word, because he wants us to be knowledgeable about what he likes and what he doesn't like. Oh yeah, there are some things that God likes and he doesn't like. But if we're not careful, if we don't care to know, then we won't know. You're not going to just stumble upon those things. So that is why diligently or diligence is such a key word in the passage that we read earlier. Because we've got to understand that God wants us to be interested. You know, we're not robots. You know, we have our own wills and we get to choose whether or not we're going to be obedient. God is not going to hammer us over the head and make us do it. But he wants us to be willing and obedient. The clause of blessing says, they that be willing and obedient will eat the good of the land. But if we refuse, guess what's the outcome? We'll be devoured by the sword. And the mouth of God has spoken that. it's the word of God. So there is cause and effect. You know, God has set everything in order, and in accordance with his word, his will is carried out. So let's take a deeper dive here. The infusion of faith. We're going to call this next segment the infusion of faith. And where can we find that? Let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. It says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, and he said, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall trample upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness, this even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Now, this is the word of the Lord to Joshua. And as we saw earlier, he said, look here, son, Moses, my servant, is dead. So in other words, don't look for Moses to come back to lead this people, because he's dead. His time is finished. His time is up. It's your time. So God is speaking this word to Joshua. And you have to understand that as God is speaking this, an infusion is taking place, because faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So they weren't just empty words that God was saying to Joshua. He was infusing him. So in that moment, we'll use a modern day definition or phrase. There was a download going on. God was giving Joshua, the new leader of Israel, what he needed to do all of those things that God said was going to happen. You're going to get the land that your foot trod upon, as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you, all of this stuff. That was going to happen because Joshua was receiving what he needed, which was the word of God, which empowers faith. So the word of God is vital, ladies and gentlemen. So if we're not receiving the word of God, we're not receiving the infusion of our faith. Our faith is not being empowered, because your opinions won't empower your faith. Okay? Your neighbor's opinions won't empower your faith. The only thing that is going to empower your faith is the word of God. So if you haven't been in the word, if you haven't been listening to what God is saying, then your faith will not be empowered. Thereby, you won't be empowered, and you won't be able to accomplish anything in the name of the Lord. But it doesn't stop there. This next segment, we'll call it Gleaning from Faith. We're still in Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 to 7. This is what I'm going to read. It says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be you strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper to wherever you go. So, gleaning from faith. Now, if you notice, God mentioned in verses 6 to 7 that Moses gave the command. And it's kind of related to what I said earlier in the infusion of faith, because it's not just good enough to receive a download. Can you imagine, have you ever downloaded music or a picture or something that you needed? It's not just good enough to have it, but you've got to now access what you have downloaded or what has been downloaded to you. Or in other words, what did you download it for? What was the purpose of the download or the infusion? We've got to glean from faith. So when God, I believe while God is talking to Joshua, he is reminding him of what Moses did concerning the distribution of God's commands. I believe in Joshua's mind, in his heart, he was recalling how Moses walked before the Lord. Bear in mind, every other prophet, God spoke and he said, I'm going to speak to you through dreams and visions, but Moses, I'm going to talk to him face to face. He had a walk with God to be admired. So I believe Joshua remembered all of the things, the ups and the downs that Moses endured in his lifetime. But I believe that he was able to glean from that, because now his journey has begun. And God's instructions are, look here, only be strong and very courageous. Because I believe Joshua was intimidated. Who wouldn't be? You're being handed the helm of this great nation who is the apple of God's eye, and now you're being entrusted with them, something you've never done before, and your predecessor is one of the greatest prophets to ever live, the prophet, the only prophet to this date that has seen God face to face. I mean, come on. The resume of Moses is extensive. So Joshua knew and he understood that his job was not to try to fill Moses' shoes. Because if you get that type of mindset that you're trying to fill shoes, anxiety is going to set in and you're going to implode. But God says to him, be strong and very courageous. And I believe that Joshua had to understand in that moment that God didn't want him to be Moses. If God wanted Moses, he would have kept him alive. He wanted him to be Joshua and to trust what God is doing in his life. And somebody needs to hear that today. We've got great predecessors, those that have passed the baton on to us, great men and women of God, and now we are at the helm. Now we have the responsibility to take this thing to the next level in God. But I'm here to tell somebody, God wants you to be very strong and courageous and to be you. That's right. Don't try to be nobody else. Be you. Because you, by you being you, God is going to get the glory. If you try to be somebody else, they're going to get the glory. But if you be who God created you to be, God is going to get the honor and glory. So glean from faith. We've got to glean from faith. So what is courage? Let's look at courage. Courage, the ability to do something that frightens one. Bravery, strength in the face of pain or grief. And I'm sure we've been there. We've had difficult times. Some of you are probably in a painful time in your life. Some of you are probably dealing with something that frightens you so much. You know, it's a new opportunity. And naturally, it's difficult, but I believe more than anything, God wants us to take that fear and look it in the eyes and tell it, I'm not going to allow you to stop me. There are some that believe that you shouldn't do it if you're afraid, but I'm one that believes that if you're afraid, do it anyway. And you may ask, where is the unction to do it anyway, in spite of the affairs coming from? It's faith. It's the courage of, that God has rested deep down inside of you that you're now tapping into, because you know that fear isn't controlling you any longer. So what is the strength that is enabling you to walk out on this ledge, to step out in faith, even though there's something in you saying you can't do it, you're too scared, you're not qualified, this, that, the next thing? It's courage by way of faith. When we step out in faith, I believe God girds us with courage. And it enables us to be brave, because naturally we know we're not capable. We're not that impressive. But oh, the God that we serve, He is more than able to keep that which He has committed to us until that day of His appearance. He's a faithful God. So the next segment is maintaining your faith. And we're still in the book of Joshua chapter 1. In case you didn't get it, this is where we're parked today. Joshua chapter 1 verses 8 to 9. Maintaining your faith. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be ye dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So, the reciting of the Word of God, the recollection of it, the recalling of it, is so important. You know, I often think of a cow chewing its cud in this area. I'm sorry if it's a little gross, but it's so much aligns with what we're talking about today. When we're talking about recalling the Word of God, you can picture, just for a moment, a cow. You know, they always chewing, right? Every time you see them, they're chewing, and sometimes they ain't putting their mouth down to eat no grass, but every time you see them, they're chewing something. And without going into any deep detail, the cow was just regurgitating or recalling what they have already eaten. Now, naturally, we can understand that. They're chewing their cud. They're allowing a deeper level of digestion to take place. And I believe that when we apply this to spiritual things, we can see how important it is when we use the Word of God in this manner. And I'm not just talking about reading the Word of God. Do you know that you can recall the Word of God by just sitting down, meditating, and just thinking about what God has said? And that can be a blessing. Without even cracking the pages of your Bible or your smartphone, you can be blessed and enriched by just recalling in by the Spirit of God, because the Holy Ghost is to lead us and guide us into all truth. And sometimes we hear things, but we may think we miss it, but the Spirit of God is so receptive. When we give it to it, when we read the Word of God and give it to our soul, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that you're making a precious investment. It may not seem to benefit you right then, but it's going to benefit you after a while. But the only way for our faith to be maintained is for it to be nourished. It has to be nourished. It has to be fed. And the only way to feed it is by the repeating, the recalling, the rehearsing of the precious Word of God. Now I'm hasting to our last segment today. I'm not going to keep you long today. Well, you heard that before, right? This last segment is entitled Your Resolve. I believe that, hey, we've got to resolve a few things, but let's see right back here, Joshua chapter 1 verses 10 to 18. Let's look at some resolve. What is resolve, first of all? Resolve is decide firmly on a course of action. I believe that in our lives, we've got to make them in our minds. I am going to settle for God's Word. That's the final authority. That's it, and that's all. whatever God says is yea and amen, and I'm going with that. I'm going down with that. I'm going up with that. Wherever I go, I'm going in accordance to God's word. I believe that's a resolve we've all got to arrive at. So what was the resolve here in Joshua chapter 1 verses 10 to 18? Let's read it. It says, then Joshua commanded the officer of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you to possess it. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half troop of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest and has given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side, Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as you and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God gives them. Then you shall return unto the land of your possession, and enjoy it which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered, saying, all that you command us we will do, and to wherever you send us we will go, according as we listen unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto you. Only the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that does rebel against your commandment and will not hearken unto your words and all that you command him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. I think the amazing thing about all that I just read was the fact that everything was based on that adherence to the commandments of God. This was their resolve. Everything that you've commanded by way of the Lord, we're gonna obey. We're gonna keep the promise. We have our inheritance that is on this side of Jordan. We're gonna leave our little ones, our wives, our cattle, and we're gonna go over this Jordan. And we're going to possess the land that God said in the beginning is ours. Oh, what a result. To hearken diligently onto the word of God. To conquer the territory. To lay claim to all that he promised. It is nothing but faith, ladies and gentlemen. And without it, we cannot please God. Without it, we cannot obtain all that God has promised us. And I believe it pleases God when we obtain all of his promises for us. Because it's an act of faith, not rooted in our own strength and ambition, but it is all centered along the Holy Word of God. So I want to challenge you today, by the word of God, to have faith and only believe. In spite of what you're dealing with today, I know the odds are stacked against you, but understand that there are more with you than be against you. I don't care what they said. I don't care what they predetermined. Understand that God is for you. So if God is for you, who are they really that are against you? Understand that in accordance to Deuteronomy 28, one of the things that it says is that you are the head and not the tail, and that you are above only and not beneath, and that you are blessed going out. It means that you are already blessed. You're not trying to step into something. You've already got it. God has already purchased it. You're blessed going out and blessed coming in. Understand that it is contingent on your hearing to the word of God. Don't rebel against what God has said, ladies and gentlemen. Don't allow fear to cripple you and to stagnate you, but only believe, and I believe you shall receive. So even as I wrap this up today, have faith in God. Blessings.